Hey everyone, it is Pastor Marcus here with a really major update for 2024. First of all, I want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you who for many years have been faithfully listening to the Story Church podcast. This has been an absolutely exciting journey, and I've learned a lot and experienced a lot of beautiful moments with each and every one of you. A big, big shout out to all the guests who have been on this podcast and everything that they have contributed to this vision of redesigning Adventism for mission. Now, that vision isn't over. And I know I'm talking right now in a way that almost makes it sound like I'm about to say, this has come to an end, guys. I'm moving on to other things. But that's not true. The vision for an Adventism redesigned continues just as strong as ever. However, there are some new projects on the way. And as you guys can imagine, being only one guy with limited time, I can't do everything. So I have to think about where I'm going to put my energy and my focus and where I need to step back. And that's what this major update is about. I actually spent some time last year looking through all of the different podcasts, blogs, and posts that I have shared online over the last 10 years, trying to get a gauge for which is the type of content that listeners are responding to the most. Where is the greatest need? Where is the greatest desire? Where is the greatest passion? And where is the greatest engagement? And I wasn't too surprised by what I saw, but it was still something that I had to sit back and chew on for a little bit. What I noticed was that the content that has repeatedly and consistently received the most engagement is the content that I have posted here on the Story Church podcast and also on the website and social media that has something to do with religious trauma. That's right. Not mission, even though this whole podcast and this whole project has really been all about mission, that's not the content that I'm noticing people are gravitating to and finding the most meaning in. The content that is getting that kind of engagement always has to do with religious trauma. Whether it's the episodes I recorded with Mike Cyprian Manea on Last Generation Theology, or the episodes I recorded with Sarah McDougall on Are Your Church's Evangelism Tactics Abusive? Or the series that I did with Nicole Parker on Headship Theology and the impact that that has on families? Or the posts, memes, and different tidbits that I've shared over the years that specifically address legalism, perfectionism, and apocalyptic obsession? These are the things that you all are responding to the most. And I'm not surprised because I've been a pastor now in the Adventist Church for 10 years, and having been a survivor of religious trauma myself, I have noticed that this religious trauma is everywhere in our pews, in our churches, in our homes. There is a lot there that needs to be unpacked and healed, and there isn't a lot of resources out there for people who are going on that healing journey. So as I wrestled with this, I realized, although I can continue talking and focusing specifically and exclusively on mission for years to come, I have also managed to amass a wealth of information and resources for those who are interested in redesigning Adventism for mission, whether it's your local church, small groups, or a church plant that you're thinking of launching. There is so much content there already, you guys. If you go to thestorychurchproject.com, you will find books, you will find links, you will find podcast episode after episode and series after series and podinar after podinar. You will find a mountain of blogs. And of course, you will find an entire online school with over 30 videos already recorded on the topic of mission to postmoderns, metamoderns, posthumanism, and urban culture. And of course, that online school is still active and will continue to be active through 2024 and into the foreseeable future. That school is called the Mission Collective. And the Mission Collective has its own Discord channel where those of you who are deeply interested in mission can hang out, talk, and get all the latest updates. So here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the mission side of this ministry is going to continue, but it's going to continue through the Mission Collective online school and the website, thestorychurchproject.com. However, a new project is also emerging this year. And this new project isn't about mission. It's about religious trauma recovery. In this new project, I want to tackle the hurt that so many in our church have experienced. I want to tackle the anxiety, the fears, and even the depression that emerges from theological constructs that have snuck into our denomination for far too long and caused untold damage. But I don't just want to focus on our denomination. I want to create a project where we are going to tackle spiritual abuse, religious trauma, and damaging pictures of God for people of all denominational backgrounds and even religions. And that's what this major update is all about. Through 2024, I am launching this new project together with my partner, Candace. Candace is a psychotherapist, so she brings a wealth of insight into the trauma side of the conversation that I could not bring because this is her expertise. This is what she focuses on. And as a religious trauma coach and also a former pastor, I bring the theological side of this conversation, as well as the many stories that I have encountered over the years as a pastor in our church. This new project is going to be a new podcast, a new website, a new blog, new resources, new books, new everything. And I want to pour into this conversation with the same level of energy and depth that I poured into the Story Church Project and the Mission Collective. So here's what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that the vision for mission and Adventism redesigned for mission is over. It will continue. And if you really are passionate about that and you want to be involved in that conversation and you want all the training and resources that come into that conversation, please make sure you go to thestorychurchproject.com, subscribe to my newsletter, and above all, join the Mission Collective. It's only $17 a month, and there are live sessions on Sundays, as well as tons of resources and pre-recorded videos already that you can watch and apply and bring to your local context. If you can't afford the $17 a month, then I want to give you a little bit of a challenge. Go to your local church and say, guys, I want to be equipped for mission, and there's an online school that does that, and I need someone to sponsor me. It costs $17 a month. And with that, I have access to absolutely everything, including live sessions with church planter and author, Pastor Marcus. And trust me, you guys, I have been a pastor. I have seen churches spend money on very, very silly things. And if you can pitch this to your board and say, hey, I would love to be a part of this training so I can bring it here to our local church, you will get all the PowerPoint files and all the PDF resources that we use, and you can bring that to your local church and train missionaries and new teams yourself. So I'm saying all of that to say, if the mission side of the conversation is the part of the conversation that you're most excited about, do not despair. The Mission Collective continues. And in fact, next Sunday is our first live for the year. So please make sure you head over to thestorychurchproject.com, tap the Mission Collective, join our growing online community, global online community of innovators and creatives who want to see something new happen in the Advent movement for the kingdom of God. However, in this new year, you won't be hearing a whole lot of mission stuff either on my social media or on this podcast, because I'm shifting focus. On social media, my focus is going to be almost exclusively around the experience of religious trauma. We're going to be deconstructing all of the harmful ideas sense that many of us have been raised with, and we're going to be giving one another an opportunity and a space to heal, to recover, and to reconstruct a healthy picture of God through Jesus. And we're going to be doing that again through a new website, a new podcast, and a lot of other resources. Now, that new website, that new podcast, and all those resources, they're already available. Maybe not 100%, but right now you can go to hungerpodcast.com. That is hungerpodcast.com. Once you get to hungerpodcast.com, you'll see that the new season, the first season of this new podcast, has already begun with the first episode, The Seven Signs of Religious Trauma, where I sit down with my wife and I pick her psychotherapeutic brain and she picks my theological brain a little bit as we explore the common signs that a person is struggling with religious trauma. Now, what's the real vision to this religious trauma project? In the book, The Great Controversy, Ellen White says that the final message of mercy to be given to this world is a revelation of God's character of love. But as I look around, not only within our denomination, but within the evangelical movement as a whole, it's difficult to see where that picture of God's character of love is coming from. In the evangelical world, we're seeing a lot of chasing after political power. And in Adventism, I'm sorry, you guys, there is a wave of fundamentalism that is strangling most of our local churches and hurting lots and lots of people. And we need to liberate and heal ourselves, our communities, our movement from these toxic and harmful ideas. In fact, I'd go so far as to say this new project is necessary in order for an Adventism redesign for mission to fully emerge. Because there's no point in redesigning Adventism for mission if our mission is simply going to be, let's keep pushing this toxic picture of God. Let's keep pushing this fundamentalist, straitjacket, apocalyptically obsessed narrative onto the world. So in many ways, this project isn't stepping away from mission. It's laying the foundation so that the missional growth can actually take place and thrive and be a force of good and beauty in the world. So again, with this new project, we are going to be doing this podcast. We are also going to be leading workshops, and those will be on the website soon, as well as group sessions. And if you scroll to the bottom of our website, you can send us a message if you want to have one-on-one coaching or therapy with either myself or Candace in relation to healing religious trauma. We recognize that this is a big issue that a lot of people are struggling with, and we want to work together, bringing our respective skills to the table to offer each and every one of you a way forward in your lives. And of course, a big part of this project is the app that I released last year, also called Hunger, the devotional app. In this app, we deconstruct and decolonize God with a goal to reconstruct our picture of Him in a way that's healing and healthy and beautiful. So all of this to say, if you are interested in this new project, if you're thinking to yourself, I need this, I need to listen to this content, I need to heal my picture of God, I need a healthier theology, I need a healthier psychology, and these resources just sound absolutely amazing to you, head over to hungerpodcast.com. You can find our podcast there, the links for Spotify and Apple. Please like and subscribe and share, because that's how we know that a project like this is actually impacting lives. Like, subscribe, and share. And above all, you guys, pray for us that this project enables us to make a real difference in the lives of people who have been deeply hurt by the church and by damaging pictures of God. This is something that Candace and I, myself as a religious trauma coach and herself as a psychotherapist, would really love to be able to do full time. And of course, that takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of energy, and it takes a lot of advertising. But when you guys step in and you share these projects and these resources with others and you let them know, hey, this is here, check this out, this is going to be a really beautiful resource for you, it really, really, really takes so much stress and burden off of our backs because you are helping us out by doing that more than you know. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, yes, 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 this is what our church needs, this is what our world needs, this is what my friends need, and you want to support this project, please send us an email, hello@hungerpodcast.com, and let us know how you would like to support, and we can give you the information that you need in order to send that support through. All right, guys, thank you so much for hearing this. This is going to be the final upload for the Story Church podcast. Like I said, we are going to be focusing on the Hunger podcast from now on. So this is going to be the last time that I post an episode on the Story Church podcast. But again, there is so much information and resources about mission already available at thestorychurchproject.com that I think there's more than enough there for you to take this topic and run with it and do some really incredible things for the kingdom of God with it. And in the meantime, over here, we're going to be shifting gears and working through religious trauma, spiritual abuse, and really participating in that vision Ellen White had of a message of God's character of love flooding the earth before Jesus returns. Thank you guys for all your support, for all your prayers, for all your messages, for everything you've done. I will still be on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok at Pastor Marcos Official. Follow me there and check out our website, hungerpodcast.com. Thank you and God bless.